Unit 16. Is this land yours or mine? Have you ever wondered if all citizens of a country actually want to be a part of that country? Well, many countries all over the world, including the United States and Canada, have territories that are in dispute by citizens from distinct backgrounds. A territorial dispute is a disagreement over the possession of land between two or more states or groups of people. Although the disagreement can be driven by culture, religion, and ethnic nationalism, it is often related to the control of natural resources, such as rivers, farms, or land rich in minerals or oil. In many cases, territorial conflicts result from unclear language in a treaty that had set up the original boundaries. In one instance, Native Hawaiians have been fighting for sovereignty or independence from the U.S. ever since the overthrow of Queen Liliuokalani in 1893. These Hawaiians see the American presence on the island as a prolonged military occupation that started with the 1898 annexation of the Republic of Hawaii. They contend that the overthrow and annexation were illegal. Therefore, some people, like Senator Daniel Akaka, have proposed a bill to establish a nation within a nation government, which recognizes Native Hawaiians as a First Nation, similar to that of other Native American tribes. However, other groups, like the Nation of Hawaii, oppose the Akaka bill as a poor compromise and instead seek complete independence from the U.S. One of the organizations leading the Hawaiian sovereignty movement is Aloha, Aboriginal Lands of Hawaiian Ancestry. This organization specifically demanded the return of Kaho Olawe, the smallest island of Hawaii. In 1973, the president of Aloha announced to the Maui County Council that Aloha's primary objective was to seek land or financial compensation from the U.S. Kapa Kaukau, another Native Hawaiian activist group, has strongly advocated the total independence of Hawaii. They claim that Hawaii does not need to secede from the U.S. because the U.S. has the moral obligation to return what it has stolen and to remove its occupying forces from the Hawaiian Islands. The leader of this organization has visited the United Nations in Geneva numerous times to promote international recognition of Hawaii and to lobby for international assistance with the process of decolonization. Due to efforts by the various Native Hawaiian activist groups, the U.S. government and the state of Hawaii have issued official apologies in recent years. On November 15, 1993, President Bill Clinton signed an apology resolution admitting that the U.S. was at fault in supplying military assistance to the conspirators who overthrew the government of Queen Liliuokalani. Even so, the activist Hawaiian groups have not given up. In early 2008, they were able to advance a bill in the legislature which would approve a multi-million dollar settlement between the state and Native Hawaiians over the use of ceded lands. This settlement would resolve claims to the former Hawaiian monarchy for lands used by the state.